So the gospel reading today is, it's pretty timely. Pretty timely. Jesus says that there are sheep of different folds, but there is ultimately one shepherd and one flock. And of course, the one true shepherd is Jesus Christ. Now this is timely because I am freshly back from my vacation in a place that I dearly love, Japan. And it's been a part of my life since college, so for 18 years now, at least a portion of my heart has been on the other side of the planet. And Japan is most certainly a different flock than ours. For those of you that don't know the statistics, Japan is approximately 1.5% Christian. That means that of 1,000 people, about 15 will identify themselves as some denomination of Christian. And gotta tell ya, a big old chunk of that are Jehovah's Witnesses. Tell ya, now that I'm a priest, it's even more annoying when those people approach me on the street. You know, I was there my first full day in Tokyo. This is 2 weeks ago. I'm not in my collar or anything, but I'm there on the crosswalk, staring at Google Maps, trying to navigate the complexity of the subway system, and some British woman walks up to me and says, "Excuse me, sir, would you like to receive free instruction on how to get practical daily advice from the Bible?" All right, calm down, Justin. This is an exercise in patience for you. "No, thanks, I'm good. I take the Bible very seriously, and as a matter of fact, I read it every day." "Oh, good. So, you've discovered the true name of God, then?" Yeah, there's a question with no right answer. There actually might be a right answer, to be fair, but it isn't yes, and it isn't no. I've made both of those mistakes in the past. Anyway, I said, "No, I think I'm good." And then I just walked away as fast as possible, which was ultimately in the opposite direction I was going. So I had to like walk all the way around the block to avoid her and all that. That story's a bit of a tangent, I realize. Just had to share that one. The point here is that Japan is not a Christian nation under any stretch of the imagination. And what Christianity is there is, frankly, not the full revelation of the Catholic Church. But even so, I firmly believe that the Holy Spirit protects that little island with his grace, and we, the Catholic Church, absolutely believe that non-Christian nations are somehow a part of God's plan. How exactly it all fits together, we don't know that, but we know that they are part of God's plan, and more than just a "we are better than those people" sense of the word. That doesn't count. So maybe it'd be best if I start from the other side and work my way back to Jesus. There was a book I was flipping through. It was partly in English. I might actually buy my own copy. I enjoyed it so much. It's called Zen is Right Here. And it's a collection of quotes from some Buddhist master. I don't know his name. I probably couldn't pronounce it even if I had it. But the best quote that I read there is as follows. "If you're not Buddhist, you think there are Buddhists and non-Buddhists. But if you are Buddhist, you realize that everyone is Buddhist, even the bugs." It's a compliment. I realize it may not sound that way. He means it as a compliment. And it's a beautiful little sentiment. It's the sort of thing that kind of rejuvenates my faith in humanity, reading things like that. Now, I'm not saying you're all secretly Buddhists. Relax. I'm just offering the idea that we can learn a thing or two from that, and here's how. I cannot stand here and return the compliment. I can't stand here and say that everyone is Catholic, even the bugs. That would be sweet sounding. I wish I could say that, but it wouldn't be true. To be Catholic requires a few straightforward but firm requirements. Case in point, you must be baptized. A non-baptized Catholic, that is a contradiction, that does not exist. And likewise, to be Catholic, you must have believed in this stuff for at least a little while. We can talk all day and all night about exactly what the difference is between an active Catholic, a lapsed Catholic, and an ex-Catholic. But I think we can all agree that if you're any kind of Catholic whatsoever, there must have been at least some point in your life where faith was a real part in your soul. So not everyone is Catholic. Catholicism is open to anyone who wants it, but it frankly requires effort and faith on our part. Those are not optional steps. So in that way, the book I quoted is totally worthless to us. But I ask you to consider this. The church is the complete fullness of God's revelation to man by way of scripture and tradition. Not everyone can handle that. Not everyone is Catholic. But is it not true that every single person who has ever existed been made in the image of God? Is it not true that the Catholic Church is essentially the only big organization that is dedicated to the dignity of all people, regardless of circumstance? Brothers and sisters, I gotta remind you, I need you to understand how special you really are. All of you are living in a world where many people are entirely willing to kill and enslave the weak and the helpless, and mostly out of self-interest. And you stand against all of that. You, the Catholic Church, you are the loudest voice in the world that is saying that life is precious and worthy of respect regardless of circumstance. It is easy to fight for your own people. Everyone does that. We fight for everybody, all right? We put up with so much abuse and hatred because we don't make exceptions to the most important rules that are out there. Does that not mean that we also fight for flocks that are not our own? Are we not called by Christ himself to remember and believe that all people are loved by God? And don't forget, the Old Testament as well has clear indicators that other nations somehow share in the salvation of God's people. Can you believe that? Can you accept the radical idea that God actually does literally have love for all people who have ever lived? That is a big step for a lot of people. That's where they have troubles with their faith, that God can actually love everybody. But if you don't have that, you don't really understand God in the first place. But if you can do that, if you can believe firmly that God truly has love for all people, then I ask you not to worry. I ask that you don't worry so much about the world. God made the world. He knows what's going on. He knows the issues that exist in non-Christian countries, just like he knows our struggles right here in West Bend, Wisconsin. Don't worry so much about the other flocks that Jesus is drawing to himself. All that'll come in time. That's not our job. That's God's job, okay? I'll throw in two Catholic figures to balance this all out. A lot of you know a famous quote from Padre Pio. Padre Pio certainly tells us to pray and not worry. Great advice. I know a lot of you know that quote. But there's another guy. He's a French monk by the name of Jean-Charles Nault. I hope I pronounced that correctly. He warns priests not to gauge the worth of holy orders by how successful their churches are, all right? He says that it's not a priest's job to solve all the problems of their parish and the Holy Catholic Church and the world all together. A priest is simply called to give himself entirely to Christ and to trust in the Lord to take it from there. That means giving yourself to Christ when it's not easy, when it's not popular, and even when you're not really seeing the results that you want to see. It's still your job to give yourself to Christ. And all of us, we share a common priesthood in that way. We are called simply to give ourselves entirely to Christ and to trust in Him. To trust in Him. I can't say that everyone is Catholic, even the bugs. But I can say that everyone is cherished by God, even the bugs. So let's have faith in Christ, our eternal high priest and the light of the nations, and let us concentrate first and foremost about giving ourselves firmly to Him.